Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at BVA.org or 800-669-7079.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, I think that's my name tonight, I don't know what I'm doing tonight. My mind is who knows where it's going. But anyway, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and supposedly I'm the host. And my co-host is sitting next to me. Her name is Lynn. Lynn, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, and our guest co-host is Charles. See, Charles, I remembered your name. Charles Brooks.
Yeah, yes, you did. Thank you. Thank you.
And our producer, who's in the studio.
You already know.
I'm the rabbit in the hat.
I was just Chris Shaw.
Oh, okay.
Chris,
I was just giving you time. I thought you forgot my name again.
No, Chris, I just smacked him.
She smacked me.
I did in the studio.
I hesitated for 1 second, and she hit me.
It went something like this. And our producer, Chris Shaw, how you doing?
Oh my goodness!
She smacked me.
Okay,
you know they call that spouse abuse.
Yes.
Spousal.
In the studio, I used to kick him. In the studio, I kicked him under the table. Now here I can smack him.
She doesn't give a blind man a break anytime,
right.
I'm telling you now.
While we have time.
Right now, it's trivia time. That's right. We're going to go right to trivia because we have a lot happening in this part of the show. We're going right to trivia. Trivia. Who is singing this song? This was a big number one song in its day. Number one song. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
And just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know.
That was a great song, and that song was distributed, believe it or not, by my family. Mainline Record Distributing Company distributed that song. Yes, it was. Okay, so who was singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
It's still a good song.
Good song. It was number one song in its day. Who was singing that song?
407-894-1680. Me, Ernie, red. Time's not for me.
So, folks, if you haven't voted, get ready to vote. But go vote. Don't stay home. Go out and vote. I voted last week.
Just a couple of days ago.
What, last couple of days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go do it.
Go do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
This is not a political show, so I can't tell you who I voted for. I just tell you right now, because of the United States, I love the United States, and I love my great grandkids. I voted for the character of the person. I went for the character. I had to go that way. That's my direction. I had to go for the character of the person because I thought the person, above all, the character was so strong, and he had all heart and soul. He's a good man. Good man.
If you voted, call in and tell us.
If you voted at all.
You just told on yourself, Mike.
What?
You just told on yourself. You said too much, Mike. We know who you voted for now. You're going around here talking about you voted for characters.
I'm not saying no names.
No, you didn't have to say.
I'm not saying no names.
You said keyword, character.
I said character.
Right, keyword.
I always vote for the character.
Could have been the character.
Hey, Chris.
Right.
Chris.
Uh-huh.
Chris, some people think that both of them have character, you know?
There you go.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. Oh, okay, so hold on, wait a minute, because I'm thinking Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. I'm sorry. So which character are we talking about again?
Yeah, see?
Okay, those are characters I was talking about. Okay, I got you, Mike. Okay, I got it.
I always vote for the character.
You're trying to cause some trouble.
Don't tell anybody.
That's why I've always been an independent person. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not Republican. I stayed all my life very much as an independent.
We're non-party. NPA.
And I've always voted for the person, especially president. I always voted for the character first.
All right. So we have a young lady on the phone line. She's calling in, and she wants to chime in on this conversation. I believe this young lady votes. Our very own Sister Christine from Orlando, Florida. Sister Christine, how you doing?
Good.
Okay.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi, you voted.
How you doing?
And we just sent you.
Oh, Christine, by the way, your subway card is en route.
It's on its way. We just sent you, I think 2 days ago, we sent your gift card.
You get it. Maybe.
All right. Thank you. I don't want to say Yeah, who I voted for?
No, no, you don't have to tell us who you voted for.
No, no, no.
We just want to know if you voted or not.
Okay, I voted. Yes, I voted. Yeah, I voted. I'll vote. But I just want people to. Yes, I'll vote. Yeah, I vote. I want to give people key information. Make sure your signature match. Because 2015, they said my signature didn't match. And they ain't count my. They ain't count it. So make sure your signature match. Because if it don't match, they won't count it.
Yeah, but.
Well, you know what? We went to the supervisor elections, and they watched Michael sign, so they...
Yeah, I had them sign it right in front.
You didn't want to take a chance.
I was afraid, because my signature never matches. Yeah. Ever since I'm blind, my signature never matches. So I asked, I signed it in front of the person, and I asked them, can I sign in front of you? She said yes. So I signed it right in front of the person at the...
Okay. So, Christine, did you wait online, or you dropped it off? Or
No, I do my mail-in ballot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, how'd you know when your signature didn't match?
Well, she was careful.
Yeah, they sent me a letter. They sent me a letter and told me that. They said it didn't match.
So you did it early enough. You did it early
enough.
Yeah,
I did it early. I didn't know that until the last minute. They sent it at the last minute. It was over then.
You're talking about the last election?
No, the 2015. It was 2015.
Right, that was the last major election that took place.
What about now? What about this election? What about this election?
Well, I ain't have a problem. I ain't sending in. I ain't got nothing back yet. So I pray you count it because I ain't getting no love this time. So hope I'm good.
I hope so.
Hope so.
Yeah, me too. All right. God bless you.
Well, thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Thanks for being out there.
Hope you voted for the right person.
Not like us in the year 2000. So, Chris, do you have anybody else?
That's a story. 2000. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy. But my thing is, what if your handwriting change or your signature do change? Mine change all the time. So I don't have one.
Well, then you got a problem.
I don't understand
you got a problem.
Why it hasn't even involved that. I mean, that's ridiculous.
They don't have to accept it.
Oh. Is there anybody else on the line?
Nobody else wants to tell us they voted?
Yep, I got somebody else on the hotline right now. And this young lady right here, she's about to tell it like it is. That's right, I said it. She going to tell it like it is. It's the one and only our very own Dr. Sheila.
Sheila.
Who is this?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, Sheila Young.
How are
you? I'm good, Sheila. How are you?
I am wonderful. I got to spend some time with my new grandbaby today, and I am just happier than you know what. Anyway,
that's nice.
I called to tell Christine that, and anybody out there that is listening, that if you vote by mail, you can go to your Supervisor of Elections website, and you can make sure that your ballot has been received. And you can verify that it has been counted. Because if it isn't, they call it, we have to cure your ballot. So you can actually track your vote.
And I did that.
Yeah, and it can be done. So if she's not sure, she can verify the fact that it was accepted and her signature did match and she's good to go. And anybody else can as well. And I do know the artist of that song, but I am not going to guess and I'm going to let somebody else do it. But I just wanted to chime in on the voting deal. So.
Don said hello, Sheila.
Hey, Don. Well, it's good to hear you guys. I will talk with you guys soon.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. That's Sheila from Orlando, Florida.
We might as well go to break now and get ready for our next guest caller.
Doing nobody calling in for that trivia, huh?
Oh, you going to give the answer? Give the answer.
I got to give the answer then. And nobody calling in?
Nobody calling in.
Sheila said she knew it.
What's the answer, Michael?
Is anybody on the line?
No. Nope. Nobody's on the line.
Okay. That was Raindrops Keep Falling by, listen to this, I know it too. DJ Thomas.
BJ Thomas.
BJ Thomas.
Take us to break, Chris.
On the BJ.
Take it to the break.
Okie dokie.
Here we go.
Back to the breaking.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org. A new offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. If you can call in, we'd love to hear from you. The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, why don't you introduce our next guest?
Okie dokie. Well, it is my pleasure to welcome for the very first time Eleanor Wong. And Eleanor is a pharmacist, and she is with CVS Pharmacy. And she called in tonight, or she Zoomed in tonight. And she's going to share everything she knows, not to put her on the spot, about Spoken Rx. the prescription app. So welcome, Eleanor. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome. And you're calling in from California.
Yes, in the heart of San Francisco.
Wow, that's pretty cool. We're all over the country. So tell us. Tell us about, first of all, what is Spoken Rx and who would benefit by using it, Eleanor?
Sure. So Spoken Rx is a new audible prescription feature within the CVS Pharmacy app that really can provide an easier way for our patients to listen to some of their prescription information. And it's really designed for patients with visual impairments as well as those who might have difficulty in reading small fonts on their traditional printed prescription labels.
That's me.
Yeah.
No, I had a problem with CVS myself.
And yes, you do.
I argued with them, and they were right. And I was wrong. It's normal. What happened was I always get my pills in 30 pills, and I don't want 90 because I always mess up. And the bottle that they gave me, it seems I took the bottle and I split it. Don't ask me why I didn't. And what happened was, we had to find the old bottle, and the old bottle said 90, and I thought it was 30. If I would have had
Spoken Rx,
I would have known right away that I got 90 pills, and I would have said, please, I need 30, not 90.
So, Eleanor, why is Spoken Rx better than there are other audible label readers out there, as we all know. Why is Spoken Rx better? What makes it more accessible to the blind and visually impaired?
So Spoken Rx is the first in-app prescription reader to be developed by a national retail pharmacy. While there are other similar offerings out there, Spoken Rx is really unique because it's directly connected to our CVS internal software dispensing system. So it can read the RFID, which is standard for radio frequency identification stickers, and help eliminate difficulties in differentiating and managing medications. We also consulted with American Council for the Blind along the way, which provides us great input and feedback to us throughout the development of the testing process.
Yeah, I was going to ask you at the end, if I might as well ask you now, did you use any other focus groups other than ACB or just currently just ACB? I was just
currently just ACB, but definitely we receive feedback from customers who've had used this feature before also as
That's
well.
Great. So how does one qualify for the use of Spoken Rx?
There's no criteria. As long as you're a pharmacy customer for CVS, you're eligible to sign up for Spoken Rx. It's already begun rolling out across the country and also will be available in all CVS at the end of 2021.
So right now, I believe it's in 1,500 locations, I believe.
Not yet. By the end of this year, we will have 1,500 sites that will be offering this feature for our patients.
Well, we called, remember, Michael, our immediately local one did not have it, but one about 5 miles away had it. So, you know, pretty soon, like you said. So is there a cost to the consumer?
No, it's free to our consumers. And enrolling this and using Spoken Rx is totally free.
And I know you said it's an app. So how does the app work? Can you explain to people how the app works?
So certainly. So the good thing is I actually have a demonstration. I have a demonstration vial that I put together. So I'm gonna put it so it makes it easier for our audience.
Oh, good.
Yes. So first, you need to download the app, the CVS app from either Apple Store or the Google Play, depending you have an iPhone or Android. So after you download the app, you will want to open the CVS Pharmacy app and select Pharmacy, which is what I'm doing right now. And then I scroll down and then tap Spoken Rx at the bottom of the Pharmacy tool section. So if I scroll down, I don't know if you can hear this. One second.
Your prescriptions package. To cancel tag reader, tap on cancel button or shape the divide.
So what I did was I just click on Spoken Rx, and then I'm going to...
Lisinopril 2.5 milligrams tablet for Eleanor Wong. Directions for use. Take one tablet by mouth every day. This is a Spoken Rx test script only. Rx needs to be returned after. Scan again. Button. Double tap.
So that's pretty simple. What I just did was open the app, tap on Spoken Rx, and then hold the vial close to the smartphone, and then it reads out the prescription information.
One second, Eleanor. If anybody would like to talk to Eleanor and ask any questions about it, please call in right now. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Call now if you'd like to talk to Eleanor about what we're talking about.
Okay, Ellen, back to you. Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Back to you. So thank you for giving us a hands-on demo.
Definitely. I thought it would be much easier for me to demonstrate it than talking through words.
Right. So if anybody has any questions for Ellen, please call in now.
How does that compare to Script Talk?
I've actually never used Script Talk, so I wouldn't be able to give you any information on that. This is I've seen it, I've heard about it, but I've never actually played with it yet. So I wouldn't be able to do the comparison, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anybody else would like to call in and ask any questions? Now's the time, 407-894-1680.
So there's no cost, and all you do is go to CVS or call CVS and just ask the pharmacy for the if they have the Spoken Rx app.
Right, and they will update the profile in their prescription profile, and all their prescriptions will be equipped with this particular tag on all their prescriptions.
How long has this been out, Ellen?
This has been out since May of 2020.
Oh, okay.
So it's only been a few months. I have a couple of stores in my area actually have it. So I was able to generate this prescription bottle was because I was able to do that.
Mm-hmm. So Charles, you're thinking of trying it? Do you use CVS?
No, I don't use CVS. I'm a VA customer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And the VA uses Script Talk.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay. Good to know.
Yeah. Chris, anybody on the line?
No, not yet. I'm waiting.
Okay. All righty. Would you like to give people the information online, Ellen, that they can look it up themselves and inquire about it?
Sure. First of all, you could go to CVS.com and you'll be able to get more information. I'll Google it, SpokenRx CVS. You should be able to get a lot of information on that. In addition to that, you could also call local pharmacies, and they will be able to provide you with that information as well. So either way, local pharmacy, or I'll actually walk into a CVS store and ask our pharmacist for help.
Okay.
Now is the time, folks.
And it's free of charge.
Yes, it is free.
I like free.
Well, as soon as my drugstore that I use, which is around the corner from our house, has it, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. He's always asking me to which is which. You have your system.
Yeah, I have all my own system.
Your rubber bands and your right. rail bumps and
yep.
all those things.
Because I have six pills I take.
Yeah.
But does he remember what the rubber bands mean?
Yeah, he does, actually.
But he has this annoying habit when they give him a new bottle.
When they give me a new bottle,
still
that's
uses
why I
the old
up.
Bottle, so you never know how many pills he's got left because he's using the old bottle. You know, it just transfers the new pills to the bottle from like
that's
a year
why
ago.
I don't like to get 90 pills at a yeah. time because I lose them. I don't know what I do with the 90 pills. So if I get 30,
I'm
okay.
Put them all in the bottle.
What?
You put them all in the bottle.
And what if I lost the bottle? I lost 3 months' supply. Thank you very much.
Eleanor, one thing I wanted to make sure that I'm correct on, that you don't have to be blind or visually impaired. It, like someone like me, a baby boomer whose eyesight isn't so great anymore, can't see the fine print. Do I qualify also?
Oh, yeah. Anyone who has difficulty reading small fonts, or if you just prefer yourself just to have it attached to your prescription container, absolutely. There's no criteria set for anyone receiving this.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then you'll get it, and then you can talk
They'll
about it
arguments.
On the air.
They'll save arguments.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you for calling in, Ellen. We really appreciate
it. We'll have to have you back and discuss it more.
We'll have you call, Zoom in again, and hopefully we'll have some testimonials for you.
Definitely. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, and go enjoy your dinner. I know you're 3 hours, you're 3 hours behind us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ellen. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye.
Okie dokie.
So that was all about pills. You got that, Charles?
I got that. I still don't quite understand why when I get a new prescription, I take what's in the old bottle and put it into the new bottle.
I do the opposite because my old bottle is already
marked.
You
combine your old prescription, whatever's left, to the new?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of
weird. I take the new and put in the old because I don't want to keep going with the rubber bands and the dots and everything else that I have on my old stuff. So I know if I have a certain rubber band, it's this, and if I do that, because I took me a lot of time to make my rubber bands on these bottles a certain way, so I know which one is which.
Yeah, I saw some people would call in and tell what they do.
I use Script Talk, and so when I get a new prescription, if there's room, I put the old into the new because it's the same prescription. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I only have the one bottle to deal with.
Well, now,
this is an app.
But Script Talk, I know for a fact you have to take at least 90 or 120 to get them because I tried it once.
Yeah, you did try that.
And one of the reasons I don't like to get 90 or 120 pills, what happens, which happens to me, if sometimes the doctor says, I'm going to try this pill, we'll take it for a month, maybe we'll see what happens after a month, and then we don't use it. Well, if I did it that way, I got tried it for a month, and meanwhile, I got 4 months supply or 3 months supply that I have to throw in the trash because he says, oh, we're not going to use that one anymore. And this happens to me a lot. So the point is, if I want to save money, if I just get 30, I have no problem. But you can't do that with Script Talk. You have to get 90 or 120 day supply and put it in the bottle. And that I don't want to do.
Oh, I see. I don't have that same 30-90 thing. Whatever they send, you know, whether it's a 30-day supply or a 90-day supply, when you read it, when Script Talk reads it, it tells you the name of the pill.
You're getting from VA, so your medicine's free, right?
Yeah.
Your medicine's free. Well, I have to pay for medicine. So when you're paying $50 or $75 for a bottle for 30 days, and then they say, well, they want $150 for a 3 month supply, and then if doctor says to you, well, okay, just, you know what? I don't want to use that anymore. I'll give you a new pill. So I got 60 pills thrown out. I just wasted $100 throwing the trash.
Well, I understand.
You're talking
dollars and cents. And I'm just saying it's easier to deal with one bottle instead of two or three different ones, you know?
Right.
Because then I would mess up and I'd be in trouble.
Okay, fellas, on that note, we're going to go to break.
We're going to go to break.
And our next guest is waiting in the green room.
Anybody got any other discussion, want to call up about bottles? Let me know.
After our guest.
Yes, call me on 407-894-1680. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Friends, it's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 Leader Dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. You still there? Hope you are.
I'm still here.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to the audience. Talking to the audience.
I'm still here.
Chris, you still there? Charles, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. I'm going to call in 407-894-680 in case you're still listening to the radio show. You want to call in?
I'm sorry.
407-894-680. What are you saying now, Chris Shaw? What?
No, Chris went and took a break. I'm sitting here for Chris.
Okay, Lynn, you are up.
Oh, my goodness.
Dawn says she's still here.
Okay. I've got cats on the table and dogs around me, but I'm ready to introduce our next guest, Zoomer, and we'd like to welcome
welcome Jason Menzo. And Jason is the COO of Foundation Fighting Blindness. Welcome, Jason.
Welcome, Jason.
Thank you guys so much. It's great to be here. And
thank you for your patience in the Zoom room while you were waiting. So tell us a little bit about
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
A little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Foundation Fighting Blindness, your role there.
Yeah, sure. So my your previous guest, Eleanor, comes from a world that I come from, actually, very familiar space. I come from the biotech and pharmaceutical world. So when, Michael, you were talking about, 3 months supply and pills and doctors changing, prescriptions every couple months, it's a really familiar world. I've spent most of my career, actually, in the ophthalmology, biotech, and pharmaceutical world, helping to develop products for different eye conditions. And left that world to come to the Foundation Fighting Blindness about 2.5 years ago. And I think most of the audience probably has heard of us, but it's a really important mission and one that I was excited to be part of when the opportunity arose.
That's great.
So tell us about what the latest is, what's happening at Foundation Fighting Blindness, or what did occur recently?
Yeah, it's been a really busy, like probably most everyone, it's been a really busy 6 months. COVID has changed our world, and it's really changed how we've been doing things here at the foundation. Back in March, we all imagined that this is going to be something that maybe was around for a couple weeks. And I know that you all probably felt the same way when it first came on the scene, and it was, well, maybe it'll impact our spring. But by summer, I'm sure everything will be back to normal. And then the summer came, and it's, well, by fall, we'll be back to normal. And here we are in the fall and not quite sure when things are going to get back to normal. And for our organization, that's been the case. So we've, pivoted. A lot of what we do is events. So we have vision walks all over the country and galas and dinners and all sorts of live events. And we've shifted everything to virtual over the last 6 months. And yesterday was a really important day. We had our fall virtual vision walk. And we had, walks that were scheduled to be all over the country shift to a virtual walk. It was awesome. There was 1,500 people that participated, over 300 teams.
Tell us how that worked. I mean, I can't even imagine how that works.
So we use a platform called Classy, and basically people would register a team just like they would for a live walk, where they would, set up a team, Lynn's light catchers, for example, mm-hmm. or, Michael's, monsters or whatever, people would set up teams, and then they'd have their family and friends contribute, and it raised money and raised awareness. And then yesterday we basically had an online program where we had different teams from all over the country that would, talk and, give updates, and, people actually went out and they walked in their neighborhood instead of walking.
Wow.
And it was all done online. And we raised over $1 million yesterday through this event. So it's all going right to research. Yeah. It's an awesome, testimonial to how our community can pivot and evolve.
That's great.
That's amazing. $1 million in one day.
Yep. And it just goes to show how strong the community is, and what you guys do every Sunday night, shows that too. It's such a great community of people that are really energized and helping to move our mission forward.
That's amazing. So what else, what's on the docket for the near future?
Yes, a couple of things coming up. We do a quarterly call. Basically, it's we call it our Insights Forum. And basically, it's a call that we do once a quarter with the CEO, with myself, and we usually have a guest speaker. And we give an update on key activities. We update on how we're doing financially. We usually give an update on the research. This next call is actually this Thursday. Like I said, it's called our Insights Forum call. It's at 1:00 Eastern. And anyone who's interested in joining can go to our website, fightingblindness.org, to register. But our guest speaker this week is actually a gentleman named Halden Connor, who's the CEO of a pharmaceutical company called Nacuity, which is investigating a new drug for retinitis pigmentosa. And so they're making a lot of progress in the clinic, actually. As we speak, they're having a lot of progress, and he'll be updating on some of the things that are happening with the company. But that's coming
name
up.
Of the what's the name of the company?
Company is called Nacuity.
Nacuity.
Nacuity. Yep, like acuity, like visual acuity, mm-hmm. but with an N, an acuity.
Wow.
And we do this every quarter. So we have a quarterly call. We encourage everyone in the community to participate. We record them and put them on our website if you can't make it the day of. But it's just a great forum to be able to share updates on what's happening in the research and how we're doing as an organization. So that's more on the more formal side. And then, you know, something fun that's coming up, we're actually going to be launching a new store where we're going to have an online store. We're going to sell Foundation Fighting Blindness hats and T-shirts and hoodies and coffee mugs and all sorts of fun things.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great.
To get the name out. So that'll be launching in the next couple of weeks, too. So lots going on. Lots going on.
Wow.
Well, let us know so we'll talk about it on the radio.
Yeah, we will, for sure. We'll send you guys a hat or two or three. For each of you. But it's, lots of good stuff happening.
And what is coming up? So that takes you to the end of the year, or do you have
something
else in December?
The one other thing that we're really excited to tell you all about is back over the summer, we launched a new series. And actually, this is kind of a positive thing that came out of COVID with everything, as I said a few minutes ago, shifting to virtual. We decided to do a concert. And we did it back in August with the band X Ambassadors.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a really cool thing that we were able to do with this band. The keyboard player and co-founder has a condition called senior locum syndrome. It's personally affected. And they're really proud of raising awareness for the blind community. And so we did the first, we called it our Music to Our Eyes concert. And we did the first one in August, and it was a real hit. We had over 40,000 people participate. Nothing like y'all have on Sunday nights here, but it was a big deal for us to get that big of a big of an audience. And we decided we're going to make it a series. So we're going to do a holiday concert. I'm not at liberty to share who the winner is or who the guest is. But it's someone that is a very big, prominent name in our community. We're really excited to launch this as a sort of follow-on concert. Like I said, it'll be around the holidays, probably beginning of December is what I'm thinking. But
well, as soon as you can, let us know so we can start promoting it.
We will. And that's the type of thing we want to do more of, right? So if we're, you know, having to learn from this COVID environment where everything is temporarily virtual, but maybe for us, you know, doing things virtual is a good thing in addition to, you know, when things go back to being live. So lots of things happening.
Yeah, and the concert is nice because it gives everybody something to look forward to,
mm-hmm.
something, you know, that they look forward to tuning into.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and what we try to do with it is not just have the music performance, but also, you know, an interview. So you can hear a little bit about the story behind the artist and their connection to our community and a little bit about their story, which is kind of cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but lots going on. Lots going on as we head into the back half of the year here. And, you know, as we look to next year, 2021, you know, we'll see what happens with things being virtual or being live. But one thing that we know for sure is we're going to be putting a whole lot of focus and energy on our national chapter network. And I know a lot of folks that listen in on Sunday nights here are part of our chapters, but we're going to be putting more resources and actually more people into our chapter support network. And it's a really exciting thing to be able to hopefully grow and get more engagement out of that part of what we do.
So do you have a lot of, when you say local chapter, you mean like a city or a state or what?
Yep.
I know one in Orlando area.
Yep, there is. Yeah, there's, right now there's 40 chapters across the country.
Uh-huh.
And our hope is that over the next couple of years, we actually increase the number of people participating in those 40 chapters. So just as you said, you know, there's one in Orlando, there's one, I believe, in Tampa and Jacksonville, just, you know, thinking of Florida, but there's, you know, Atlanta and Raleigh and New York and Boston, and, you know, you can kind of go through the list. And, you know, we've got two goals. One is to increase the number of people engaged and participating in the events at the chapters, including, you know, fundraising events like the Vision Walk or even educational events that we do all the time. But additionally, we're looking to add chapters as well. So we'd like to increase the number of people participating in the 40 that we've got, but we want to actually take the 40 and grow that to more like 60 mm-hmm. in the next couple of years. So go into towns and, you know, cities where we don't have a presence right now, and kind of launch a new chapter in some of those markets. That's, you know, probably thank more into next year that we'll be doing that.
We have to discuss the store so we can start doing it yeah. before Christmas so that people can buy Christmas yeah. gifts.
That's the goal. That's the goal. We want to have it. I'm hesitant to say the date because, you know how that goes. As soon as I say a date, we'll delay it.
Yeah, the shipping.
It'll be very
it's on back order.
Exactly.
It's on back order. We know that from the garment industry. Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you, Jason.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you. And thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Stay well. Stay well. God bless.
All righty, Chris, we're going to break.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And that's it.
Okay. Thanks, Ben.
Bye, Jason.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
You too.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote.
Watching Sunday Spectrum Scaries TV is proud Apple to partner TV with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This hour is brought to you by Leader Dogs for the Blind, making people unstoppable for 30 years.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you like the show so far. Fish.
I'm all ears.
Charles Brooks, you there, Charles?
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to take Gary's call next week, Chris.
No problem.
Okay, because we only have 3 minutes to the top of the hour. Sorry, Gary. We'll have to share
Charles?
When you're on.
Yes.
So we haven't seen you for a year. You still look the same?
No, I look drastically different.
Oh, my God. You must have got a lot shorter. Is that it?
Yeah, Don cut me off at the kneecaps for being smart.
Oh, okay.
Well, for those who don't know, Charles is... I always thought you were 6'8", but what? You're 6'6"?
Yes.
6'6". So now what are you?
He's short.
Now
I got a haircut.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so you 6'6" and an inch.
6'6" and an inch.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd like to remind everybody to join us next week. Last week, I forgot to do the wrap-up. First time in 8 years. So I'd like to remind everybody to join us next week.
I mean, last time in 8 years. We've only been on the radio 5 years.
Well, this show.
Oh, this show.
Yeah. Oh, you got it. All right.
You can get her,
just got
get her Michael.
Cat. The cat just dug in her nail.
My nails, right in my chest.
Anyway, as I was saying, join us next week, same time, same place, and co-host Sheila Young will be in the house. And also, Doug Town will be calling in to remind us about voting accessibility and much, much more. And Charles,
it was great having you on the show.
Thank you. It was great being there. It was a lot of fun.
It was. And good night, Dawn. Glad you're out there.
Good night, Dawn.
Good night.
Good night, Chris.
Good night, Lynn.
I want you guys to have a great evening and do everything I would do.
Hey, by the way, folks, before I forget, there's a good show on CNN in case you want to know.
Oh, yeah, tonight is Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
CNN. First Lady.
Yeah, first
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Vote and wear your mask. That's the
vote and wear your mask. That's good.
Okay.
Maybe yep. Vote at the same
good
time.
Night, Michael.
You vote at the same time.
Good night,
good
Charles.
Night, Charles.
Good night, Charles.
Good night, Lynn.
Good night, Don.
Good night, Chris.
Good night, Mike.
John Boy.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night.
Hey, listen, folks.
Lassie.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week.
There you
Stay
go.
Stay there.
Good night.
Good night, all. Love you all. Take care. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Good
night. So many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirt together. We're polishing up our act.